what they do, you know, this creator content funds where you get paid for engagement. Mm-hmm. And they are racking in the dough on these fake posts. And he pulled some posts from 4 years ago, two hurricanes at once coming up in the Gulf of Mexico for Labor Day weekend. And so people believe it and they just share and share. What we've done in this country, for a lot of us, we have lost our ability to think critically.
Yeah.
We can't distinguish the difference between truth and non-truth, and we'll share anything any nitwit puts out on social media.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at this. Ooh, look. They won't even look at the source. So I sound like a preacher today, don't I?
You're on a soapbox there.
For sure. Get off and play that.
So.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back, or welcome for the first time to the Hayden Alabama Podcast. I'm Philip.
I'm Shane.
I'm James. How'd I do?
You did really good. Well, I'm sure this man needs no introduction for many of you guys, but we are honored today to have Mr. James Spann on the Hayden Alabama Podcast.
With his custom made.
This is good.
Custom.
This is good.
Logo tie. We can't wait to see it.
I like it.
See it on.
This is good. This is good promotion material. Right?
Yeah. Well, you can thank my wife for that. I told you before we sat down, my wife's a huge fan. She said, you've got to get a tie for Mr.
That
Spann.
Is outstanding.
So she did.
Well, because we do have a wider audience now, just in case you're not from Alabama, Birmingham area, Mr. Spann is a meteorologist, and we have been watching him our entire lives, and he does great work to protect our community from severe weather. I mean, he puts in the hours. We're hoping we get some stories about those hours that he's put in to protect everybody, but we're going to get out of the way.
Yep.
I'm going to shut up. It's time. We've waited for this.
Turn
for
it
months.
Over to the man.
No.
Your stories are better than mine.
No.
They're tired of our stories. They want your stories.
Now, these guys told me they're in Hayden. They're halfway to Cleveland here. I mean, this isn't in Hayden. I mean, come on, man.
Hayden is a big area.
This is Nectar. I mean, it's close. Golly.
It's close.
I mean,
and if anybody knows their Alabama towns,
the worldwide broadcasting headquarters here. I'm trying to figure out if it's closer to Hayden or Nectar, one of the two. It's a close call here. It's a close call.
He did say that
on the Great Highway of Doom out here.
Oh, yeah. 160. Oh.
There's problems out here. You know that.
There's kind of like problems. We've been living with them.
Yeah.
And he said he broke all rules of safety.
Security would not advise me to do this.
It just got more dangerous the further down 160.
The further you went into 160.
I said, is this a business? Well, it's a little shack on the side of the road.
That's right. Yeah, he sent me an email and he's like,
This is not good. The security people would say, we take these training courses. You know,
I sent him a pin because he said, how do I get there? I sent him a pin. And then last night, I think it was an email. He's like, I'm not really finding a lot in that area. I said, sir, there's a shed, a barn, and a mobile home. I said, and that's where you're coming today.
Of course, I didn't ask which one is this
which
in.
I thought I'd figure it out.
So, we're good. Like, we made it. You got air conditioning in here and everything.
We sure do. That's a recent acquired AC unit there, but it
wants you to be hot.
The worldwide broadcasting headquarters. This is good. Got you a nice little set back here. I mean, this is good.
If only we had something to add there, we'll probably add one of your books to the back there is what we'll do.
I wish I had a bobblehead doll.
That would be fantastic.
I don't have one with me. I'm sorry.
Well, we'll find one.
We may come down there. We'll come down there and get one.
So what are we going to talk about?
I have to hear. This is
terrifying.
This is...
I'm used to
speaking with third graders in a gymnasium.
Mentally, we're still
now,
there.
Now I got two creepers. I got two creepers in here. And I don't know what's.
I'm glad I
shaved
my mustache.
Right down the tubes.
Pulled us in the shed here.
In a shed. Well, in Nectar.
What I told Philip is I have to understand, and I have to hear your account of when you were on air, and I remember watching this, and you having to make a call home.
Oh, that was a bad day.
Yeah, that was a bad day.
This is March 25th of 2021. And I say this all the time. Tornadoes happen to real people at a real place at a real time. Everybody's got an excuse why tornadoes don't happen where they live. Mm-hmm. I bet you've got one and you got one.
I always say it's because we're between the rivers.
Oh, yeah. My grandmama says because that ridge over there, they always turn and go sideways and misses. Well, that's just crazy. They don't turn. They don't. And we're in a valley, and a lot of the older people say the same thing. That mm-hmm. ridge right over there is always going to protect us from tornadoes. That's ridiculous. I mean, so, but no, and you know, I wanted to be sure she got the warning, and she did. Mm-hmm. We have a weather radio, and I know that you guys have one. So what you're going to do is go down to a local. You're going to go down to a local Hayden merchant today and buy a NOAA weather radio because your fancy phone will often lose service during a tornado emergency, and your phone becomes a brick. And a weather radio, which doesn't work on the cell network, it's like a smoke detector for a tornado in your home. Right. And so you're going to get one for your lovely spouses after today.
Exactly right.
But that's how my wife got the warning, was the weather radio tripped. And so she was in the shelter. And we've got a shelter rated for an EF5. So I knew she would be fine. But you know, you're human. You wonder if you're going to have a house.
Yeah.
But you just keep going. You don't stop. You just keep, anybody would keep going. And so we were very blessed in that the roof stayed on that house. This was an EF3. This was a mid-sized tornado. And a lot of the neighbors lost the roof. When the roof goes away, the walls go away. And you're in a hotel for a year. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that the roof stayed on, we were able to live there while they fixed it, which is just unbelievable. But I will never forget the day after, these people just showed up. Now, I knew a couple of them. Most of them I didn't know. And they had heavy equipment, and they came out there and started to restore order. I want to be like those people. I will never forget their kindness that day. Because you don't know what to do. You know, this is not a book on what do you do when your house gets hit by a tornado.
Might be an opportunity for one.
Yeah. And so before we even got on, started to get a plan together, they just showed up. And I mean, they had heavy equipment to get the trees off the house and to try and clear a path where you can get your car in there and you can park and you can just, what they did, they restored some order.
Yeah.
And goodness gracious, they were the absolute greatest. I'll never forget that. And I can't do that because of what I do for a living, but I want to do that on routine days for other people. It's a great example of having a servant's heart. Mm-hmm. And it was so encouraging to see that in so many different places after that happened on our day and other days too.
Yeah. I remember being in the living room and watching. Obviously, I try to put myself in that situation. You're at work. You can't leave. You've still got a job to do because, like you said, you've really devoted your life to trying to save people's lives through awareness and through making people, hey, you got some danger coming your way. And you couldn't leave because you were still there to do a job.
It's like you're in the middle of a battle. You can't abandon ship. I mean, you've got to stay there And it was the distraction of a lifetime.
Yeah, I bet.
And 6 people died that day. And I look back on it and I looked at it and I don't think the distraction was an issue in that. The deaths were in Ohatchee, which is a small town in Calhoun County. And this was after our tornado that day. But anytime we lose one life, it's a loss. We measure our success in lives lost. And if you have one life lost, that's a lose. That's an L.
Right.
But in the case of the one that came through our neighborhood, this was a densely populated part of Birmingham. It could have killed a lot of people. But in that case, people heard the warning. They responded. They did the right thing. The damage was horrible. It looked like Turkey. Y'all have been to the Turkey Creek landfill? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it looked like in our neighborhood, basically.
Just wrecked.
But the fact that we had no loss of life, that was a win in that particular tornado. But we hated that we had loss of life that day in Ohatchee. But yeah, that was a bad day.
It was a bad day.
Are you in trouble? Well, we hope you're not. But just in case you are, we know a good lawyer. Whitney Island here in Hayden, Alabama has law services. Or maybe if you're not from Hayden, I'm sure she'd be happy to hear from you. So check her out at islandlaw.com. We appreciate Whitney and her sponsoring the show.
I was telling Philip earlier, we were talking about how, I said that you were so devoted to what you do. I remember being as a kid, and the more I've grown up, obviously watching you on TV, and just when James Spann says it, you better write it down. It's one of those things. It's like, hey, James Spann said, I don't know how many times I've heard somebody say that, or I've said it myself. Hey, James said, this is what's going to happen today.
Well, I'll tell you a secret. Can I tell you all a secret? Absolutely. If you tell my secret, we'll call security here.
Well, you got a lot of people that's going to hear the secret.
No, we're just talking between us girls.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm not good at anything I do. I am not. You remember Snowmageddon?
Absolutely.
Wait, 93?
That's a good, No. This was 2014.
Yeah, 2014.
Oh, yeah,
This was the 1 to 2 inch snow that melted, and we had a flash freeze. Mm-hmm. We had no clue flash freeze was coming. I'm not good, and I do other things. I do children's worship at a church. I do.
Really?
Oh, I've been doing it for years and years. I'm not the best children's worship leader.
Put your heart into it, though.
I volunteer in healthcare. For 19 years, I've been the chairman of the board of a large hospital, which makes no sense for a weather guy.
I meet in your boardroom at that large hospital.
You what?
Well, if we're not going to name drop, I work there one day a week. I notice your name every time we go and meet in there.
Small world. You're talking the auditorium.
Yeah.
That's where my name is. Our boardroom somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. No, they would not let me in a boardroom. No, this is the auditorium.
No. Now he's got my curiosity going here. Yeah. So why would you be there once a week?
I work in surgery there.
Really?
As a nurse, yeah.
You didn't even know.
But you're part-time.
Correct. I'm part-time everything. So we don't have to go into that.
You learned a lot on this show. Yeah. See, you don't get this on these other podcasts. Only on this show.
Only on this show. This is insight.
You're a surgical nurse.
Correct.
Why didn't you tell me that?
A man of many talents.
This guy works in my building.
Yeah, right.
in my building.
You know, you guys saved my life. But I will tell that story in a minute. But anyway, my point is,
now,
I'm
my
not
interest is peaked.
The best hospital board chair. But let me tell you something. I will work harder than anybody else, anybody to accomplish a goal. And the work ethic has helped me in my career. There's no substitute for that. Mm-hmm. And you can overcome weakness by hard work ethic. And that's
a huge piece of advice.
It really is. There's just no shortcut around that. And you know, I don't know if you all know my backstory. I mean, my dad walked out when I was 7 and he didn't think that I was worth a dime. He didn't pay a cent, not 1 cent. And so my mom, it was just me and my mom. I have no siblings, and I had to go to work when I was 7. And why, as bad as that was, I am very thankful I learned that work ethic when I was 7 years old. I don't know how to stop. I don't know how to stop. And the day I stop, I'll be dead the next day. I'll be like Bear Bryant. Yeah. You know, he died right after he quit. I'll be at Elmwood with Bear Bryant. Yeah. So, and I'm energized. I feel better now than I felt when I was 30.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, but that work ethic is important. And, you know, I just feel like I've cheated the system. I don't know why I feel so good. I sleep 3 hours a night.
I want to talk about that. So go here. You have some liberty here. You get up at what time every morning?
4. It's not bad.
I told somebody the other day.
Some people don't meet REM sleep until 4 o'clock.
If I get woke up between the hours of 4 and 5, I am smooth upset. That is the best sleep.
No.
3 hours a night. This is truth.
1 to 4.
He's on schedule, friend.
You're a stinking surgical nurse. You don't sleep.
Sleep, brother. You didn't get that right. Now I'm going to get my sleep.
I'm energized. I feel better now than I felt when I was your age and your age. I feel
there's hope, Shane.
Totally.
Yeah, maybe so.
We got some hope.
I'm 68 and I feel better than I felt when I was 30.
Do you think it's because you've really filled into or really fell into the purpose that the Lord's kind of put you in place?
Well, yeah, that's part of it. When you know what you've been called to do, that's part of it. But the other thing, you got to take care of yourself. And I did not for a long time.
Yeah.
And I thought I was physically dying about 6, 7, 8 years ago. And there's a gym right across the street from the TV station. Our son, the youngest son, played baseball at Spain Park High School, and he trained over there. And that's when you're playing baseball at 7A state level, that's like you're playing at a community college. And but I just thought it was for athletes, and I found out they had a section for goobers, regular people.
The rest.
And so I went down there one time, and I thought, oh, Lord have mercy. The third time, I physically vomited. I mean, my body just rejected the whole thing.
You don't want a part of this.
No. And then I started to kind of latch onto it, and I've been doing it for over 8 years, and that has changed everything. I'm doing burpees, box jumps, wall balls, sprints. Again, I back squatted 200 pounds the other day. My legs work really good, and that when you're in good physical condition, you're in good mental condition, your cognition is better. Mm-hmm. And that can overcome things like the sleep problem. And they help me with diet. And of course, my diet's not perfect. Nobody's is, but
yeah, sorry.
These guys are sucking down jelly donuts here. But I've lost like 30 pounds and I think that's been a big help. Yeah. So, but I never thought I'd live to be 18. Never, 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 never.
Why?
When I was a little boy, it was the 60s. And when I started first grade, we had the Cuban Missile Crisis. Mm-hmm. In October 1962, they had nuclear missiles in the island of Cuba aimed at the southeast United States. And one of the targets allegedly was Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery.
Really?
And I'm from Greenville, this little town south of Montgomery. And the rumor around Greenville that those suckers didn't have enough fuel to reach Montgomery, and those things were going to come down on Greenville.
Drop into Greenville.
And so we watched these horrible films in first grade with people's skin melting off and radiation sickness, and they had us get into our little desks as the nukes were coming in. And I remember me and my friends, we were thinking, what good is this going to do?
Yeah.
Get into some little wooden desk? We were all going to ignore the teacher, go out there in the playground and watch the end of the world with a front row seat.
Yeah, we were going to melt. On the merry-go-round.
We were going to be bold men, and we were going to melt down.
You're going to catch one of them.
We were. And so we had that going on. And that's, you know, you think times are weird now. You should live back then.
Right.
And then soon after that, the high school boys started going to some place called Vietnam. Mm-hmm. We didn't know what it was, what it meant, but we knew some of those boys were never coming back.
Yeah.
And so we had the nukes, the Vietnam, and then between my first and second grade year, I had a horrible triple dog dare situation. In the woods of Butler County.
I'm interested.
This is good information for everybody here, especially for you guys.
Yeah.
These guys out in the woods, and you know, we didn't have video games or any of that stuff. We just played in the woods all day, and this was in the summer, and they triple dog dared me to go to the bathroom on an electric fence.
Oh,
it didn't work out very well for me. I mean, I was convulsing with electrical current going through my body. And those guys were laughing and pointing at me while I was dying.
Uh-huh.
And there was smoke coming from places I can't talk about on this show here. And so, I mean, I literally thought I was dying that day. So between the nukes, the Vietnam, and the electric fence, I never thought I'd live to be a trifecta.
18 ain't going
to
make it.
And so I've just cheated the system. So I'm living a dream, man. It's just like, I can't believe.
You're in like the double, triple, quadruple bonus round.
Oh, yeah. It's just like, come on. I mean, it's like, let's go. I mean, I'm just getting people all the time. When are you going to retire? Well, never.
Yeah.
I don't know. Every time somebody retires, I'm always, you know, Nick Saban retired, James Spann's going to retire with him. You know, Rick and Bubba retired, James Spann's going to retire. No.
Yeah.
No.
We have heard all those rumors.
It's just like, there's work to do. One of the things I was born to do is to mitigate loss of life during tornadoes. Mm-hmm. And we are not where we need to be. And I can help I can't fix everything, but I can start a process with the Weather Enterprise to help. And we got so many challenges. And our biggest challenge, quite frankly, in this state, it's people that live in mobile homes and trailers.
Sure.
Wonderful, affordable housing. They have changed lives for the better. I'm one of their biggest supporters. But it's a death trap during a tornado. And for a lot of folks that live in trailers, they got nowhere to go.
Yep.
Or they don't have transportation to get there. Or it takes way too long. The average lead time is 12, 15 minutes. And we have to do better for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not their fault. It's our fault. We have to do better for them. And we've got to integrate social science. We know, I do the weather. That's what I do. I don't understand human behavior. I don't understand social science, but they have really helped us. And we've just got so much work to do. And but I'll keep work chugging on that till the day I die.
You're headed down that road. I mean, you've really taken strides from when we were kids, you know, it was like, oh, severe weather. Okay, great. But now, like you said, everybody is aware they should have a NOAA weather radio. They know what a polygon is and what.
And we are fighting demons that you guys won't believe.
Vantage Plus. So they're general contractors. They specialize in new home construction, but also they do some dirt moving work. So clearing land, making roads. Y'all check them out. We'll make sure that we link the website and the phone number in the show notes.
And most of the demonic stuff we fight now, it's on social media, the hype. And quite frankly, it's infected a lot of the big broadcast groups. Now, every time, like today, the high is what, 92, 93?
Yeah.
Most of these broadcast owners, these big boys, they want you to declare a code red, weather emergency, first warn, first alert day. like the world's ending. Go, what is this? It's 93. It's 93. This is August in Alabama.
August in Alabama. Yeah. That's
so
exactly
what
right.
are you going to do when there's a real weather situation? Yeah. That, yeah. And it's like this. And then, so you got that on broadcast. Then you go to social and you got the TikTok dancers telling people the Category 5 is going to come up Mobile mm-hmm. Bay next week. Mm-hmm. And people listen more to the TikTok dancer than us because yeah. he's got 10 million subscribers.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've had people cancel vacations this summer
because
the TikTok dancer was telling them a big Category 5 hurricane is coming up on Gulf Shores. They've canceled their vacations. This is how insane it's gotten.
Yeah. I saw you made a post that had fake on it.
Oh, and yeah, this was, you know, some jabroni who you know, is an influencer on Facebook. And what they do, you know, this creator content funds where you get paid
yeah.
for engagement. Mm-hmm. And they are racking in the dough on these fake posts. And he pulled some posts from 4 years ago, two hurricanes at once coming up in the Gulf of Mexico
the
for Labor Day
storm.
Weekend. And so people believe it and they just share and share. What we've done in this country, for a lot of us, we have lost our ability to think critically.
Yeah.
We can't distinguish the difference between truth and non-truth. And we'll share anything any nitwit puts out on social media.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at this. Ooh, look. They won't even look at the source. So the I sound like a preacher today.
You're on a soapbox.
So, you know, just find a credible source.
Yeah.
And just a little pro tip, a TikTok dancer is not your credible source.
Are there any days
not
when-
Not for weather.
Not for weather.
No. Go dance lessons, that's fine.
That's fine.
Are there any days when you see, obviously you have to look at a lot of computer data and mm-hmm. things like that. Are there days when you have just gut feelings and you're like, I see what the data's telling me, but this reminds me of a setup of
analogs. Analogs are critical. And by analogs, you look at the same set of circumstances and what happened in the past. Mm-hmm. And I'm old as dirt. I have lived through everything.
Past 18.
Yeah.
3X.
Yeah. I mean, I have lived through it all. And so you're right. You can use your experience that the same set of circumstances. I know what happened. And the models might say one thing, well, no, I know what happened here.
Yeah.
And exactly. You have to use a combination of experience, analogs, and modeling to do this right. And that's why I think humans still have a role. A lot of people think weather people are about done with AI. And AI is going to be a great tool, but it's a tool like everything else.
Yeah.
And so I think there's always going to be a role in it. And I love this next generation of science kids. They're good. They're smart. They're a lot smarter than our generation. And it will be better, you know, down the line. But everything changes. You know, you're in the farming business. It changes.
Yes,
medical
sir.
Business changes. Are you really a nurse in surgery? I don't know.
I'm still
trying to wrap my mind around the fact that this guy's in my building. Once. So you work one day a week?
Yes, sir.
How long have you worked there?
This March will be 2 years, year and a half, I think.
Did you see a trail of destruction anywhere down through there or maybe something left undone? Or
No, but I'm going to talk to some surgeons about this guy.
Did it seem unsafe at all?
I know every surgeon in that building. I'm going to get some dirt on this
guy. Well,
I'll
work with one primarily.
Ooh. So.
Do you know any vascular surgeons? Not cardiovascular, but vascular surgeons.
Yes. We're not going to name drop.
Don't name drop.
We have HIPAA that we have to respect.
We're
we
actually
can't be
trying
dropping.
To get him to come on the show. If you could, come
man.
Back on
He's
with him.
He's got some ghost stories so good, but he will not tell them.
I'll give you one name. This is not vascular surgeon, the general surgeon, John Tuliatis. I was dying.
It's summertime. The days are heating up and the grass is growing. You don't want to spend all that time out there in your yard cutting grass, so why don't you go on down to West Blunt Lawn and Tractor and see Amy and let her put you on a brand new commercial Husqvarna or Exmark lawnmower. Beyond commercial lawnmowers, she has implements such as weed eaters, chainsaws, leaf blowers, and more. Parts, service, right here in Hayden, Alabama. Located right on 160. Stop in there and see Amy today and learn how she can help you to get to enjoy more of your summer right now.
Last November, and I don't miss a day of work. I've not missed a day of work in 30 years.
We
I don't call
it.
In sick. I do not miss a day of work.
I believe that.
But I was up there one night, and I had abdominal pain, and it was bad. I mean, it got to the point where I literally was on the floor, and I knew I was in trouble. So I called my wife and our family. Our youngest son came and picked me up and got me down there. And I was in, this was a Monday night at 11 o'clock. I was in surgery by 1 a.m., that's how bad it was. And John Tuliatis came down there in the middle of the night and did some snipping. And I woke up with no pain.
Out, huh?
Let me tell you, we don't appreciate modern medicine.
Hey,
we do not appreciate
not
modern medicine.
Not until you need it.
I mean, he did it laparoscopically. There was, you know, and it was a really bad blockage down there.
Wow.
And we really don't know how it happened. We think it was some scar tissue related to a colonoscopy or something. But he said, yeah, if this wasn't fixed, you know, you wouldn't live much longer.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, goodness, modern medicine is just, we're blessed. We really
are blessed. Absolutely
to be able
blessed.
To come down there on a Monday night at midnight. I'm in surgery just like that. And I woke up with no pain, except for a stinking tube down my nose.
Yeah, that was probably his
fault.
But
that's better than staying awake
no,
for
no,
it.
No, no. You ever had an NG tube in your nose?
No, and I don't want one.
No. But listen, they could have stuck it anywhere in my body. I didn't care where you stuck that tube, man. I was dying.
That stomach pain.
And I'm delighted to have that tube in my nose because you fixed it. I mean, goodness. And he pulled it out like a garden hose.
Yeah, there it goes. Yeah. You feel it coming out.
Oh, yeah. But no, it was just incredible. So we don't appreciate these people enough.
Yeah.
So thank you for what you do.
I appreciate the Thanksgiving.
You didn't know you thought Mr. Spann was coming here. We were going to be a blessing, Mr. Spann. And you've been a blessing. You've been such a blessing.
No, listen, thank this. If you know him and see him on the street, thank him for his service. It's critical.
He's gonna get blushed over there, Mr. Spann.
It may be too much, but I appreciate it.
And if you ever work Christmas Eve, I got some. Every year on Christmas Eve, we walk the whole building. Mm. Of course, most surgeries, they don't do surgeries that much on Christmas Eve, but. That's my favorite day of the year down there. I'm in the building once a week, but on Christmas Eve, we walk the whole building giving out dollar store junk candy. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
I love the Christmas Eve walkthroughs. We've been doing that since the Montclair days when it was Baptist Medical Center Montclair years ago.
Right there.
Yeah. So,
do you know a gentleman by the name of Dick Goddard who was a meteorologist in Cleveland, Ohio.
And not Cleveland, Alabama. This is Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah. He was on our show before he passed away. Yeah. We've had almost every weather legend on that. That's why we started our show.
Do you
podcast.
Want people to know about it?
Yeah, it's called Weather Brains. And if you're a weather dweeb, geek, nerd, dork, or weenie, this is for you. Otherwise, it's not. This is for weather dweebs, okay?
Yeah.
Weather Brains. But we had Dick on the show, and it was great. He was in his stories. He's so loved in Cleveland. How do you know Dick Goddard?
This is
some redneck from Hayden, Alabama.
Ain't no need for name calling, Mr. Spann.
No, that's it. No.
I'm just kidding.
That's a compliment.
We embody.
Do you know where I'm from?
No, we embody
you
that.
You come
I'm
to
just
Butler
kidding.
County, Alabama. If you call me a redneck, I'm honored because I am one.
Yes, right in there.
How do you know this guy?
So I lived in Cleveland, Ohio for 1 year when I worked with the railroad and... It was so. This is what everybody tells me. They say that the winters were not normal. That was not a normal winter, but I beg to differ. I'm like, y'all are just trying to tell me that to get me to stay. But it was apparently the worst winter on record since 1973. So I got to watch Mr. Goddard quite often on the weather. That, you know, just trying to figure out, can I go to work? Can I not go to work? And he was similar to you as far as stature. When Dick Goddard said, "Hey, I know the models aren't saying this, but you better watch out for lake effect snow today."
No, he's right. No, search better. Dick Goddard Weather Brains, and you'll see the episode that he's on.
I have to watch
it. It was a great episode. It was just great having him on. He'd retired. He'd been off the air at that point, but he was just great.
Yep.
Could you speak the language when you went up there?
Most people could not understand me, and I could not understand them.
It's a barrier. I'll say that. It's a total barrier. You ever been to Cleveland?
I don't know.
You ever been to Cleveland, Ohio?
You might want to stick with Cleveland, Alabama.
Yeah, I have been to Cleveland, Alabama.
You would remember it if you've been to Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, I go through there pretty frequently.
Heavy industrial.
Similar city.
Cleveland, Alabama, not really. Cleveland, Ohio. Not really.
Speaking of snow,
I'm still disturbed over that circle at Cleveland. We'll talk about that later.
Don't do that, man. You're going to get the everybody stirred.
No, we're not going to go down that path.
That has been a hot topic.
Controversy,
yeah, in our area. There's not many good words said about
it. No, I don't bring it up in public. I was bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So he talked about the time with your bride and warning your bride. I've got, before you go,
I got 10 minutes. I got to walk out the door.
You take
ten
as
minutes.
Long as you want to with this one, but here's my story. You said you want me to tell a story. Here it is.
I
want to
hear it.
When I was 1993, it's March.
Were you alive then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I was born in 81.
We were in our prime there, Mr. Spann.
Yeah, this is when I really loved the snow and would look forward to it. You know, we never get it, but so that afternoon, we're watching you. And you're talking about, you know, the snow's coming, so y'all need to be prepared, get all your stuff.
And this was mid-March.
Yeah, mid-March when it's already
completely
warming
abnormal.
Up.
Yeah.
And I was so excited because I was a kid then and I wasn't as cold as I am now. But so I was excited about possibly having snow. So I go to bed. Mom and Dad finally made me go to bed and quit watching. And you said, you know, probably you're going to wake up and there's going to be some snow on the ground. You weren't really making promises to how much, but it was going to be enough to play in. And that's, so that's what I went to bed. I mean, you know, kind of like Christmas morning or Christmas Eve. I wake up and I go into the living room and I didn't notice the power was off. And my mom's sitting there. And I said, oh, Mom, did it snow? Like Mr. Spann said it's going to snow. She said, baby, he missed it. We didn't have any snow. And just all my energy drained out, all that excitement had gone away. And I said, well, torture. But I'm a little bit of a skeptic. So the first thing I did is went to the front door and looked out the window and everything in sight was white. So I immediately start jumping up and down. I was so excited. The snow was so tall that it was above our top step on our front porch.
Wow.
And but anyway, so
did you miss it?
Did I miss it?
When you stepped off?
Oh no, I just dove into it. It was. I was before. So how old were you?
12?
12.
12, yeah.
So wow. Talk to me. Just tell me the story on your side of that night.
Well, modeling was crude back then, but we saw enough evidence. This could be big. We missed it. We didn't get the amount right, but the people didn't listen to us. That's the one thing. Nobody listened. And I don't blame
it. It's March.
I don't. Number one, we're not that good at snow. Number two, it's the middle of March. Look, flowers were blooming.
Yeah.
We had been up in the 70s and we looked like total nitwits.
Yeah.
And, but you know, that night it got rough up on the mountain. We had hurricane force wind gusts. We had convective snow with thunder and lightning. One of our photographers that's lived here all his life, and it was in a whiteout. He was disoriented, didn't know where he was.
Oh man.
And I'm thinking, this is bad. Yeah. We had buildings that were collapsing because of the weight of the snow. I'm thinking, this is generational. I mean, this is a once in a lifetime event.
Yes.
And of course we couldn't get off that mountain. You know, this was a Friday night into Saturday morning when it stopped. And I'll never forget the funniest thing about that blizzard. Sunday night after the blizzard, of course, we were stuck. Guess who called me? And I don't even know if you guys know who this is.
Buying or selling a home should be an exciting and enjoyable time. One thing can position you for the best outcome, and that is experience. The team at White Real Estate has many years of experience in helping their clients maximize their sales and secure the properties and homes of their dreams. Give Darren and Rhiannon White, Caden White, or Ryan Love a call today and begin your journey on a pleasurable buying or selling experience.
Country Boy Eddie.
Yes, oh, we absolutely do. Know who Country Boy Eddie is.
So, you know, he lives
just right across down the interstate,
right, yeah. On the other side of the 65 down here. And all right, James, this is Country Boy Eddie, neighbor. I can't get my truck out of my driveway, and wonder if you come in and run my program tomorrow morning, neighbor. All right.
That's a really good impression.
That's a good one. And I'm thinking, oh, goodness gracious. So I called Bill Bolin. I'm not going to do this by myself.
Yeah.
And Bill is a very kind man, and he came up there, and the two of us ran the Country Boy Eddie show that
really?
Morning.
Really?
It was the worst hour of local television ever. I had to read his commercials. Bill introduced the songs. I read the commercials. The first product was rabbit nuggets. And I thought it was food for your little pet rabbit.
Yeah.
No. In the commercial, it said, yeah, and it tastes just like chicken. I could hear Eddie say that in his own voice.
Man.
And then he had a product called Jogging in a Jug.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And it said, take a swig on the air. I drank some of that. It was like raw vinegar.
Oh.
Who in their right mind would drink this stuff? But I read his little commercial. And
this is just great. Jogging in a jug.
Eddie and I laughed about that until the day he died. But I'll never forget that phone call. All right, neighbor. This is Country Boy Eddie. And I got a little problem up here in Blount County. And
big problem.
But no, first time in 37 years, he couldn't come to work. That's
how
big the snow was.
Yeah.
For those that know.
Well, it's 3 feet.
Yeah. The drifts were 5 feet.
Yes.
And in some cases, like I remember we kept walking out the back door of the studio to look. And about 3 a.m., we couldn't get out. I'm thinking, what doofus locked the door? Nobody locked the door. A snowdrift.
Yeah.
It come up to the roof and we couldn't get out because of the snowdrift. And the whole thing was just surreal. And So yeah, that was our generational snow event.
I'll never forget it.
Nope. But guys, I got to go. I'm sorry. Hey. I hate to go, but I got to go.
We've had a good time.
That took this show right down the tubes. So you need to get a better guest next time.
Yo, next time we'll see if we can't get somebody better with more security.
Yeah.
We'll have our guys out front next time.
Yeah. I got a couple of guys named Moose and Rocco I can let you borrow.
Just let us borrow them. Hey, just watch out for kangaroos. You know, they're out and about, I've heard.
Oh, gosh. You wouldn't believe the stuff I see.
I was going to ask you about the
Eider police chief caught the kangaroo.
Did he?
Y'all ever been to Eider?
Yeah, I've been there.
He's a great guy, and he finally caught the kangaroo up there. And
wow. Did it kick him?
I don't think so. He's pretty good. He's a strong. He's like you guys. He's a well buffed, strong man.
Young man.
He's
ready to go.
But yeah, I get some weird stuff. I mean, I don't know what it is. I get kangaroos. You know, snake. I get snake videos.
Oh,
all
you
day.
Get quite. And I can't identification.
Post the snake people don't like me. Apparently, I posted a picture of a snake that didn't survive an encounter.
Oh.
One of the snake guys, he listed my wife's name, our children's name, and our address, and he said, "You're in danger."
No.
Stop.
And I had to turn him into the, when they do that, I'll turn him into the for FBI. Sure.
What do you call these guys? What are these guys that you call? The troll. Isn't that the trolls? But some other names for them.
Well, and you know, some of them have a psychiatric disorder, and you have to be aware of that. But
I love when you post it says, "Good morning to everyone
but
except
this guy. It's like, and of course, I don't dox him. I blot out the name so you can't see it. But I get some rough stuff. I mean, we cut off a basketball game on Christmas Day one year. Christmas Day had a tornado warning in Southwest Birmingham. Mm. Could have killed a lot of people, but it worked. But we cut off Cleveland and Golden State. After I got back in my room, I checked my email. The first one said, "You should have been aborted by a coat hanger."
No.
This is the world we live in. It's brutal out here. I mean, I'll post a picture of a sunset, and they're fighting about Trump and Biden and vaccines. It's a stinking sunset.
Enjoy it.
And then they'll start cussing at each other. And I mean, these people could cuss the horns off a bull.
Oh, yeah.
And then they start cussing at me. And it's like, what's...
Sorry.
And I'll go to their Facebook profiles to see who they are. And you know what's smeared all over them?
Yeah.
Bible verses and their church affiliation. I'm thinking, what have we become here?
You've missed the mark.
You know, just haters going to hate. So whenever I find a kind person, I kind of latch onto them. Like these guys, I believe they're very kind.
Well, as long as he can make it back on 160, he'll stand on that stage.
Yeah, if you can get me back on 160, back to this next school here, we're good. But thank y'all. I got to go. It's been good. It's been real.
Yes, sir.
So this is the Hating Outbound Podcast. I'm Philip.
I'm Shane.
I'm James.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you.